Unfortunately, Dr. Johnson couldn't be here today, so bear with me. We're going to discuss today an association between enhanced STD screening and declines in both emergency department and hospital diagnoses of chlamydia trachomatis and Neisseria gonorrhea. Some background. With the availability of non-invasive STD testing, health departments are now able to conduct high-volume screening, and in Philadelphia, we do screenings in jails, schools, etc., for gonorrhea and chlamydia. As aggressive screening programs have not necessarily been accompanied by reductions in case rates, and in fact, we see increases in case rates for both chlamydia and gonorrhea in some populations. Because screening for gonorrhea and chlamydia facilitates recognition of asymptomatic disease, disease complications may, and hopefully, are reduced, and we hope to show an association here. So the objectives, again, are to determine if there is an association between expanded STD screening and preventing complications of chlamydia and gonorrhea. So complications of chlamydia and gonorrhea were determined using two separate databases. The first, or two separate data sources. The first are chlamydia and gonorrhea tests that are done in emergency departments, excluding those that are done as screening tests. And we look at these as a marker for more severe disease. So people who present to emergency rooms or hospitals and get tested for gonorrhea and chlamydia are not for screening asymptomatic disease, but they present there because they're symptomatic. And that's a marker then of symptomatic disease. And then we looked at hospitalized data of women with pelvic inflammatory disease. And we took these two data sources and we compared them to screening. And we examined the cost effectiveness of screening programs to prevent these complications. The data is from 1996 to 2006 in the city of Philadelphia with a population of about 1.5 million people. We were able to use data from our lab records and screening tests supported by public health funding, and we have a large database called the Disease Control Management System, which includes all of the STD morbidity. We also were able to use screening tests from hospitals and emergency departments and eliminate those from the two hospitals that do large screenings to determine emergency department cases. And we have Pennsylvania Healthcare Cost Containment Council database, which from this point forward I will call PIC4, which included ICD-9 codes for pelvic inflammatory disease. So again, emergency department cases were defined the following way. Women ages 14 to 45 who were residents of Philadelphia. So they could have gone to a hospital outside of Philadelphia, and the database that we have includes all surrounding counties, but if they were a resident of Philadelphia and had a case identified in the emergency department, they were considered an emergency department case. And they had to have a positive lab-proven test for either gonorrhea or chlamydia, and the report, as I said before, originated from the hospital. PID cases were from the PIC4 database, and they were, again, 14 to 45, we limited the data, and case-reported data with ICD-9 codes with a discharge diagnosis for PID. And these excluded cases where there was only a neoplasm involved, and also those who were only post-surgical complication PID. So anybody who had chlamydia or gonorrhea associated with their PID or any other PID diagnosis were included in the data for the PID cases. And those two case definitions were used as our outcome variables. And I'm going to ask you to move the bottom part of that slide back. The predictor variable that we're looking at is the number of screening tests performed, and these represent total tests stratified by gender. And all of the testing that is done, enhanced screening, are done in high-risk populations, so such as jails, high schools, etc. The PID costs were obtained from the PIC4 data, and that has actual hospital cost. So it's not just an estimate. It is the actual billing cost. And the screening program costs were obtained from the public health program. Again, these are our actual costs, the $13 cost for the test, plus our time, et cetera, the lab time. These were the number of tests done during that time. And you can take a quick look at this because it will be graphically represented in slide later. The methods that were used. We examined the association between screening cases in high prevalent populations and emergency department cases, and that was one way we looked at it. And then we did a linear regression analysis between the screening cases and the PID diagnosis. And just to clarify, we did not do a linear regression because the relationship between emergency department cases was not linear for the first comparison. The simple linear regression looked at the association between total screening in both men and women MPID cases, and then we also broke it out by gender. So we were able to determine the effect of screening additional men and additional women from routine screening. So this is the first temporal association. The pink parts represent female screening. The blue parts of those bars represent additional tests in men. And the line above represents the number of cases that are determined in an emergency room. And as you can see, when we started and did enhanced screening from about 2000, you begin to see a decrease in the cases of PI, of emergency determined cases. So less people are going to an emergency room and being identified with gonorrhea or chlamydia in an emergency room or a hospital. Not necessarily PID, but clearly more symptomatic infection. A more linear relationship was seen between the screening, again, same graph beneath, with overlying it the PID cases. This graph shows the linear relationship between the number of tests done and a decrease in the cases of PID prevented. So this is the linear regression model. And for every 10,000 screening tests that were performed, there was an average 28 cases of PID prevented. And that's a mix. The 10,000 people were not either 10,000 women or 10,000 men, but it was some aggregate of men and women. And you'll see in the next slide that we're able to break that down. For each 10,000 female screened, the reduction in PID cases is about 36 cases. So for 10,000 additional screening tests in women, we see a 36 case decrease. By screening 10,000 males in addition to 10,000 females, and we can't look at these two things separately because we never had a time where we didn't screen women, so you have to look at them in conjunction with each other, there was an additional reduction in PID cases of 23.5. So if you screen 20,000, a mix of 10,000 men and 10,000 women, you get about a 60-case decrease. We then looked at the cost of this and the cost savings for doing screening. The cost of hospitalization for PID cases in 2006, and we used the earliest data that we had, ranged from about $4,000 to about $84,000 per case. And when we looked at this data, what we did was we limited it to people who were hospitalized who only had an ICD-9 code for PID. So if they had other ICD-9 codes, we eliminated them from our analysis of the median and average case cost. The median cost was about a little over $18,000, close to $19,000 per case of treated PID. The cost of screening, and I'd like to say again, this is screening in high risk or higher prevalence populations. So the cost of screening in a prevalence in Philadelphia screening program is about 6%. To screen a person who has a positive test result and treat them costs about $52 to the health department. And to screen a person with a negative test, the cost is about $13. So that's just the cost of the test kit and some lab costs. For every 10,000 screening tests performed in the population, we're at 28 cases of PID averted, we saved about $530,000. And for a cost of 600 positive tests plus 9,400 negative tests, the cost was about $153,000. So the total cost savings, it costs, difference between those two was about $375,000. When we looked back at this, if the cost to treat one case of hospitalized PID in Philadelphia would cost greater than $5,500, it was a cost saving, and I would say cost saving, not necessarily the health department, but to the healthcare system in Philadelphia. Screening for gonorrhea and chlamydia, in conclusion, is associated with declines in complications of the infection for both severe cases or symptomatic cases found in the emergency rooms and hospitalized PID. Both male and female screening contributed to the decline in the complications of infection when we looked at the multivariate analysis. And screening activity in Philadelphia provided cost savings to the healthcare system. And I'd like to thank Greta, who did all of the data analysis, and Carol Johnson, who put this together. And just we can do this. We'll skip this. Those two.